It wouldn't stop the drilling. Johnny signaled Dwight. Dwight gave the crew at the wreck their orders.
Fire in the hole!
Yelled Dwight. Johnny could see them setting fuses. Then they slipped and slithered and plowed through the ooze to their flying platform and boarded it. They had to bodily haul the last one onto it by his collar and fly off with his legs still dangling. The platform went over to a safe area and landed. Johnny watched the wreck area. Blowy! Blowy! The sharp cracks of blast cord exploding. A long line of mud catapulted into the sky. Smoke and spattering goo obscured the wreck for a moment. A shockwave made the ground tremble. A small roll of water ran down the lake. 24 seconds after the blast, the sound of it reached them like a hard buffet with a big hand. The smoke was clearing away up there. The enormous wreck had not moved, but a channel had been cut through the upper and lower crater edges. A trickle of water started through the farther one. Just a trickle. Johnny held his breath, eyeing it with a scope, afraid that in their shortness of time, they would have to shoot again.
Come on, come on,
he was saying.
More, more.
He knew water was very erosive and tended to chew and widen its own way.
Come on!
The farther side was at least 2 feet higher than the lake at the dam. It should have more push than that. Right then, some object in the way of the flow was worked out by the water. It was a big blast gun. It twisted in the swirl and then at last went tumbling away. The water burst through the far crater wall. It swirled and surged in the crater, a boiling, frothing churn of discolored mud. Water thrust the upper channel wider. More water burst through. Now it was working at the nearest ditch the blast cord had dug. It gnawed at obstruction and debris. And then it started through. A third surge in the upper crater. Pieces were tearing loose. There was a roaring torrent there now. The bowl was filling. It was emptying into the lower lake. They had gotten the river running again. Johnny told Dwight to give them a very well done. The drills were raving and smoking. Johnny looked at his watch. They only had about 20 minutes left. Where had the time gone?
How many drill sections have you gotten into those holes?
Asked Johnny to Thor.
5. That's 75 feet.
It will have to be enough. Get those drills out of there. Storm along.
He barked into his radio.
Start pulling these crews and equipment out of here.
He could see Chief Chong Wan, a speck way over on the far side. He spoke into his mine radio.
Chief, you're going to see one awful flash over here in a few minutes. Wait to make sure the whole dam doesn't go out. And the instant it's safe, send a picked crew in there to open 2 generator ports and get the power back onto the cone cable and pagoda area only. Got it?
Yes, Lord Johnny.
And be sure to be undercover for this blast,
added Johnny. They had the portapacks out and were clattering them in plane holds.
Dwight, take those 3 drums of liquid explosive and pour them in those holes and then set the empty drums on top of them. Fast!
Dwight pointed with his good arm and got men running. They began to pour a big drum of explosive into each hole. The holes were still so hot, the explosive was almost boiling. It was hard to get it to flow down against the trapped air. The air came bubbling and steaming back up. Johnny raced along, stringing blast cord. He put a big loop of it around each place where they would set a drum. The drums would be like bombs with the explosive vapor still in them.
Fuses!
Yelled Dwight.
We've got no time!
Shouted Johnny.
I'm going to set this off with the plane's guns!
What?
Gawked Thor. They had the barrels empty and were putting them in place in the circle of blast cord at each hole. A shot into any one drum would set off the lot.
Leave me that plane!
Johnny pointed at a single battle plane they'd brought.
Get the rest of them out of here with all men right now!
Stormalong started to protest and then started hurrying men into the remaining ships. As their equipment went slamming into the planes, Stormalong yelled over to Johnny.
Shoot it from way up! This thing is going to skyrocket!
Johnny was looking at his watch. They only had 9 minutes left.